Shortly after, buses transferred thousands of hurricane victims to Houston. The city cleared scheduled events from its Astrodome through the end of the year. The stadium became a temporary home for more than 25,000 people, including many who'd endured terrible conditions in New Orleans' Superdome and Convention Center. But Houston officials and volunteers have relocated most of the survivors after less than 3 weeks. Ed Mayberry of member station KUHF in Houston has this report.
Thousands of evacuees have moved to smaller shelters, the homes of relatives, apartments, and public housing in Houston and elsewhere. Only a few hundred remain in a building near the Astrodome, including Lynn Daigle.
Houston's been wonderful. Everybody's arms have been wide open. People from all over the world come here and just welcomed us and loved us.
Daigle says her own children didn't help her leave a women's shelter in New Orleans where she'd been living.
Nobody, like, called me up and said, "Mom, come on, we're going to get you out of, you know, town." No. So, and I'm thinking, all these people love and care for us so much, and I'm thinking, what's wrong with my children?
Daigle plans to stay in Houston, but other shelter inhabitants are headed to other destinations, courtesy of FEMA.
So we've got seven here, right? Two families, seven, Amtrak. You wanted it on the 20th, okay?
Yes.
Just make sure you get to the station at least 2 hours in advance, all right?
Okay.
Don't lose this. This is just as good as money. Glenn, where are you? Hey, Glenn. This is your bus ticket, okay?
New Orleans resident Edward Sears displays his one-way ticket out.
I'm going from here to Baton Rouge, which is 1 hour flight. What I'm going to do next, my plan is to go to my son, try to find some work, going to New Orleans, helping to clean up. If not, I'm going to lay there until they announce that it's all right to come back to your last apartment that you had in Orleans Parish.
Guy Rankin runs the Harris County Housing Authority, and he's in charge of the local Katrina Housing Task Force.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am tired, but I'm very, very happy. We've housed thousands and thousands of people from this Astrodome complex, and we plan to house thousands more.
It's been hard to help large families find apartments with three or more bedrooms. Some older evacuees are harder to relocate because they need nursing assistance or first-floor apartments without stairs. Housing official Rankin says the work won't be over when evacuees leave the shelters.
Most important is not to leave somebody out. Take them out of this box, put them out of another box, and then don't provide any services to make them a part of the community.
Houston officials say they are committed to keeping shelter facilities open for as long as they're needed. For NPR News, I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.